And now we head into the kitchen for our new series, Main Ingredient, showcasing one essential Southern food. Part of the inspiration for this series is Chef Todd Richards' cookbook, Soul. So we asked him to start us off. And for Chef Richards, the choice was obvious. It's one he wears on his sleeve, or at least forearm.
It's not rare for chefs to have food as part of our art form.
Where Popeye sports an anchor tattoo, Todd Richards shows his love for a Southern staple.
Collard greens are to me the king of greens. They stand strong. They grow in wintertime. They grow in spring as well, but they just stand strong. They're broad shoulders. They have a regal quality about them because, as you know, the outer leaves get broader, the inner ones get so small and tender. And they're like the linchpin of all things. You know, you have the salty ham, you have the sweet potatoes, you have the creamy mac and cheese. But collard greens is that vegetable that just absorbs all those things and makes them even more delicious.
And he can go on about this food that Southerners have depended on for generations. Not so much in the North.
Yeah, we'll cook up some bacon next.
Todd, I grew up in New England. And I did not
too many collard greens in New England, I'm sure.
I actually didn't know that garlic didn't come in a shaker until I was about 18.
Okay.
So my mom was not a great cook. And I'm going to tell you that we had never had collard greens on the table.
Well, that's an American tragedy in the making.
How did you learn how to make collard greens?
I learned how to make collard greens from my grandmother. And in the neighborhood, there's many grandmothers. So there's always a different versions of it. My grandmother was just ham hock, onions, vinegar, salt, pepper, collard greens that she washed in the sink. Washed them three times, regardless how clean they were. They always washed three times. On the third time, some of that water would go into the pot, because if you understand collard greens and washing them, that the more water it gets agitated, the more alive they come. So you don't want to leave all that wash water just there if it's really, really clean. So we'll use that as well. And the agitation process too, you see the chlorophyll starting to seep out in the water, and you just never want to lose that essence, according to my grandmother. Next door was same ingredients with the addition of bacon fat and different kinds of seasoning salt. So it could have been Lowry seasoning salt, being from Chicago, that makes sense. Onion powder, garlic powder, those things were incorporated as well. As I got older, smoked turkey replaced ham hocks. As I got older, my grandmother didn't cook large collard greens. She cooked smaller collard greens, just sauteing them with a little bit of bacon, onion, apple cider vinegar, and sea salt. I always say that my grandmother was using sea salt when I was 6, 7, 8 years old. You know, she was probably more avant-garde than most chefs, you know, at that time.
Chef Richards has looked over many pots of greens since then. I visited his sleek, spotless home kitchen, where he put together a breakfast sandwich, fried egg, bacon, and the star of today's show, collard greens.
Nothing like an egg hitting the pan. Use the leaves, of course, for it. And it's really the perfect sandwich for me. I'm not a big lettuce person, but I love greens on there because it gives texture and body, and also gives a good amount of flavor to the dish as well.
So when you're cooking it, what is that? You know, like on top of greens, there's like this foamy stuff that comes up, and it always looks, I don't know, slightly kind of dingy.
Well, what happens is that the greens are breaking down, and typically, if you cook them very rapidly, you will have that rise to the top. We usually just skim the top of it away. But also, if you're using fat, what happens is that attaches to the fat, and as the pot cools down, you know, the temperature of the pot is less at the top than it is at the bottom. So then the fat is pulling all that impurity, what we consider impurity, to the top, and we just skim it and take it off. Just like if you're making chicken stock. If you want to do a clarified chicken stock, you would do the same exact process.
Mm-hmm. Part of the thing that you're known for is taking these traditional Southern ingredients, like collard greens, and using them in ways that people wouldn't think of. when you were a chef in these hoity-toity restaurants, when you were sort of, you know, woodshedding, learning how to do this stuff, was there any part of you that felt like, ugh, can't talk about collard greens because that's, you know, poor people food or something?
Well, my first job in a hotel, my first day, a chef asked me, what was my purpose of being in the kitchen? And was I going to just make soul food, as in fried chicken, mac and cheese, collard greens, anything of the sort? As he was saying that it was not as good as the cuisine that we're preparing there at the restaurant, which was French food. And probably through the first 10 years of my career, I felt that soul food was not good enough, based off of that one, here I am in the most luxurious hotel in Atlanta, that this chef is asking me, am I going to just cook basically black food? And it's not going to be good enough to be a chef in this hotel. And later on in my career, what I started to really understand is that from the technique standpoint, that the technique wasn't quite different from French food to the same way that my grandmother or my mother or my dad was cooking food, or the lady next door to us was cooking food. In a sense, my dad used to fill the sink with water, put spices in there, put the chickens in there before he smoked them. He would sit them in all this brine while the ribs are going. So they would sit there for, you know, 6-7 hours, you know, getting ready for a barbecue. So my dad was brining chicken, you know, when I was a kid. And he would only use one side of the smoker for chicken because it was, you know, it was a little bit hotter than the other side. So the technique wasn't different than anyone else that I was doing. My mom, the way she made catfish, it only could be fried at 325 degrees. She would never stray away from that. And she would measure out each ingredient. It was more than just a pinch of this and a pinch of that. She was actually measuring how my great aunt, who makes cakes, who still at 94 bakes, you know, 5-6 cakes a week, coconut cake, pound cake, 30-day cake. So she is a prolific baker at 94. So her cooking or pastry techniques are no different than anyone else. So that's when it really changes. When I feel like, well, you know, you're not teaching me anything new because my parents already taught me this as a kid. And the requirement that it had to be delicious to go on a table was even a bigger part of the conversation. So you weren't teaching me any new standards because they were already inherited part of me growing up as a kid.
So did you put a little paprika or something on that egg? Looks like it's got a little color.
Yes, it has a little bit of cayenne pepper.
Oh, cayenne pepper. So you're loading us up with spicy stuff.
Yeah, but it's really great.
What are you going to do with that sandwich?
I'm going to cut it in half and give you guys some. While I sip on a glass of champagne, of course.
As I devour my delicious breakfast sandwich, Chef Richards finishes his breakfast bubbly. It's a daily ritual that he began after a series of family tragedies years ago. Like tending the sturdy collard greens in his garden, sipping champagne in the morning gives him balance.
You can be miserable with all the listenings of instant news, Instagram, instant things, or you can just take a little bit of time for yourself each and every day and be fortunate that someone loves you as much as they do, and that you can always find a way to love yourself regardless of any situation. And that's how I do it. I just have a glass of champagne and go out to the garden, and I just really start my day in the most positive way I know how.
That's Atlanta-based chef and James Beard Award nominee Todd Richards. He's author of the cookbook Soul. If you visit gppnews.org, you can find traditional recipes for collard greens along with that amazing breakfast sandwich. And that's it for today, but we do want to hear from you. What is your favorite essential Southern ingredient? You can leave us a message at 404-9457. You can reach us on Twitter or on our new Facebook group. On Second Thought is produced by Elena Rivera, Leighton Rowell, and LaRaven Taylor. Tyler Morris is our technical director, and Sean Powers is our senior producer. Don Smith edits the show. Our theme song is by Alex Crispin and Marshall Ruffin. I'm Virginia Prescott. Thanks so much for spending some time with us today. This is On Second Thought.